A new Forbes advisor study has identified the biggest financial regrets from 2023. We dive in and share some tips to help you navigate through these common concerns coming up today on Element Wealth Radio.
And now, Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson.
Welcome in to Element Wealth Radio, Super Talk Jackson 97.3. I'm Jerry Nolan, your consumer advocate. With me, as always, is Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy is president of Element Wealth. Element Wealth is the wealth management division of Ross & Yerger, one of Mississippi's and the country's oldest companies, dating all the way back to 1860. By the way, if you're looking for more information on Element Wealth, very simple. Go to their website. It's great information there. MyElementWealth.com. You can set yourself up an appointment, too. Or you can call during business hours, 601-957-6006. Now, after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Again, 800-800-6073. After hours and business hours are 601-957-6006. You can also get a hold of Jeremy and the team via email, radio@myelementwealth.com. All right, let's bring Jeremy in. 20 years experience, heads up the financial planning and asset management team for Element Wealth. Jeremy, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Gary. How about yourself? You sound a little under the weather.
Yeah, a little bit of a laryngitis. You know, I talk too much. I talk for a living. So, sometimes, you know, yelling at the grandkids, that doesn't help.
I'm glad it's not me because I'm finally getting over this, you know, multiple rounds with it. So
we'll persevere. We'll get through this. And let's get started. There's a lot of great information on the show. I was looking at it before we did the show today. So today we're talking about financial regrets. What was it? My Way, Frank Sinatra? Regrets? I've had a few. I think that's one of the lines in the song. Anyway, regrets facing Americans this year. Now, of course, we know what they say about regrets. Regrets is a form of punishment itself. So we're diving into ways to get beyond these common regrets. Now, Forbes Advisor, they did a study. They identified major financial regrets that Americans had from last year. And they're going to break these down. We got four top concerns. All right, so here's the first one. And I got to tell you, Jeremy, none of these surprise me, and I don't think they'll surprise you either, is little or no money for retirement. One in five Americans, almost 20%. That's crazy.
I mean, we talk about this on the show all the time, right? That there's this crisis in America for, you know, retirement savings because people are woefully unprepared in a lot of cases. And we are seeing this increase in the cost of living, right? Housing continues to be expensive. Groceries, right? Every time you go to the grocery store, it's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, you go get a burrito, you know, one of the big chains, and you're like, wait, it's how much for a burrito now?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it kind of is shocking. And so I think that there's a lot of people now who are looking at how tight things are. We saw a big drop in the savings rate, you know, to the lowest levels we've seen in a long time. And I think people are kind of looking at it going, wow, I always knew I was behind, but now I feel really behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's almost too much to comprehend. You kind of throw your hands in the air and go, well, too late. This is the way it's going to be. And you don't even attempt to start, right? That happens a lot.
The thing is, and we talked about this on last week or a couple of weeks ago on the show, where we said, you got to start.
Right.
Right. I mean, the number one thing is you got to start. You got to develop a plan. You got to get after it. I mean, if you feel like you're behind or you regret where you are, then the only way you're going to change your situation, absent hitting the Powerball, is, you know, you better get after it. You better come up with a plan. You better start saving.
Yeah. What's the 1 in 300 million to win the Powerball? The odds, something like that. So it's crazy. You know, I was just thinking, I wonder if that has something to do with it. You know, years ago, everybody got a pension and, you know, it was you were set up. Is it, you think it's changed because people now they put it on themselves now? Before, it was taken care of for you automatically. You didn't worry about saving. It just came in the form of your pension. Am I right?
Well, that's it. I mean, we've completely shifted, unless you're a government employee,
right?
We've basically completely shifted from this plan where it was a defined benefit. Hey, I went and worked somewhere, they pulled some from my paycheck, and then the company contributed as well, and you had a pension,
right?
Well, now it's a defined contribution system, and you have to opt in
Yeah.
Right? Unless your plan has auto enrollment, right, which most plans don't, mm-hmm. you actually have to make the active decision to save.
Sure.
And it's hard to think about yourself in the future because that doesn't even feel like it's you, right? You're only worried about today. And so what's happened for, you know, a couple decades now is that people have undersaved and they're just not putting enough back. And those company matches aren't anywhere near what pension contributions
right.
used to be.
Yeah, 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 definitely. That's definitely a shift there, as you said, Jeremy. So next on the list of regrets is failing to take advantage of the interest-bearing accounts like high-yield savings account. That one is 15.8% people question this as a concern.
Yeah, I think that this is something that it's not too late. Obviously, interest rates are still up. You're not going to go back and figure out how to get that interest that you missed out on, right? You missed out on it. Don't cry over the spilt milk, but do something, right? If you're carrying a bunch of money in your checking account that's not paying you anything, or you've got one of these super low-yielding savings accounts, get it into something that's going to pay you in the neighborhood of 5% right now. I mean, there's a ton of products out there, whether it's money markets, savings accounts, CDs, whatever it is. Get that money making money. Because if you think about it, let's just say you got $100,000 sitting in your checking account that you don't need. That's roughly $5,000 a year of interest that you're missing out on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot when you put it in terms like that. So I want to remind everybody, the show is Element Wealth Radio. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. Thank you for joining us, spending time with us today. And Jeremy is with Element Wealth. And if you're looking for more information on Element Wealth, go to myelementwealth.com. You can now call us during business hours. That number is 601-957-6006, 601-957-6006, or after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Somebody get back to you, 800-800-6073. By the way, if you missed any of the show, you want to hear it, you can always search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcast. Listen on demand. Don't forget to subscribe, too. Also, you could reach out via email, radio@myelementwealth.com. All right.
Hey, Gary,
so we're going,
Gary, yeah. I want to add one thing to that.
Sure,
last
go ahead.
One.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Because it's not just money in the checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who stack it up in the safe because they don't because they don't trust the financial system, right?
Yeah, right,
or
right.
There's all this crazy talk about the digital dollar, right? We get a lot of people asking us these questions.
Sure.
You know, look, a dollar's a dollar. It doesn't matter if it's paper, if it's in a bank account, if we go to this crypto dollar, whatever it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not going to we could spend a whole show talking about this.
Sure,
my point is, if you're sitting there with money in your safe, then it's just depreciating every single day.
Yeah, inflation. It's eating away at it.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
You know, there's FDIC insurance. You know, people say, well, I don't want to put it in treasuries because what if the government goes bust? Well, if the government goes bust, that paper money's not worth anything either, right?
we got problems you can believe if the government goes bust.
Yeah. So, you know, it's important for people to understand that if you're sitting on cash, like literal cash or just checking deposits that aren't paying you anything, you are losing money to inflation. Your purchasing power is going away every single day.
Yeah, I watched a show a while back, a long time ago. The guy had like 20 coffee cans of money buried in the backyard. that's not doing you good any either.
No.
Yeah, not good. All right, let's get to our third one here. Okay, third on the list is, and this doesn't surprise me either, taking too much credit card debt at 14.8%. Well, we crossed the threshold of $1 trillion not too long ago in credit card debt, didn't we, Jeremy?
Yes. Look, I mean, we talk about this on the show all the time, good debt, bad debt. The ultimate bad debt, right, outside of a loan shark, is credit card debt, right? I mean, credit card debt is going to be the most rapidly accumulating debt that you have that you're just going to struggle to get out of. So have a budget or a spending plan. Right. Live within your means. If you live within your means, then you don't rack up credit cards. And that does mean making some hard decisions. And I understand today it is very hard, but you've got to avoid the buy now, pay later mentality. Right. You put it on that credit card and all of a sudden you know, that starts stacking up and you get a little bit behind. Well, then every month now you're being charged interest on those purchases, right? So it just compounds. It's an ugly game. You know, hey, if you're one of those people that collects points like me, but you pay it off every month and you're not paying interest, great. That's credit cards are awesome to use
yeah,
for that.
Sure.
But if you can't handle that, if you can't pay it off every month, don't use them. Get them paid off.
Yeah, if you're paying that minimum balance, that's not going to do anything for you. It just keeps racking up.
I always laugh. They're like, oh, in 19.24 years, you'll be paid off at the minimum payment. You know, when you say it's like,
yeah, guess what? I won't be around for that. Yeah. I don't think. Oh, gosh, that's incredible. Yeah, that's it's really bad when it gets to that amount of credit card debt. You just have to, you know, find a way not to use that card. And finally, the last one is, and this one doesn't surprise me either, Jeremy, because we've talked about this on prior shows too, not saving enough for emergencies.
Yeah, again, we talk about this idea of the emergency fund, right? That should be money that is in, you know, CDs or money markets or savings accounts that are high yield or something.
It's got to be liquid, right?
But when we're at that point where we're going paycheck to paycheck, and we don't have anything set aside in the emergency fund, then really the only place people can go in a lot of cases is the credit card, and then it gets ugly. So, you know, I always tell people it's really important that you want to be somewhere between at least 3 to 6 months of your living expenses set aside, because remember, there's always going to be new tires on the vehicle, there's going to be damage to the house or something. There's going to be something, a medical bill, something always comes up. So you want to make sure that you got a little money set aside for that.
Yeah. Tires last week for me, and coming up next week, I guess what? The brakes started making noise. So I know that's coming up next. Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about inflation? Woo, tires. Not cheap anymore.
No kidding. Absolutely. All right. A couple of minutes left, Jeremy. Wrap up the segment for us.
Well, listeners, look, if you have regrets from 2023 or you're feeling like you're behind, you want to get a better financial situation going into retirement, pick up the phone, give us a call. We are here to help. No cost, no obligation. Let's go through our Lighthouse process. Let's develop that Element 360 plan. And from there, we're going to do really important things, right? Like that full cash flow based financial plan to show you the track that you're on. Right, the risk analysis, the tax analysis, the Social Security optimization, and lastly, that customized income plan so that you know where your paychecks are going to come from in retirement.
Yeah, it all starts by picking the phone and punching those numbers in. Let's give you the business hours phone number first, 601-957-6006. 601-957-6006. Now, after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Somebody from Element Wealth will get back to you. 800-800-6073. Get yourself all set up with that Element 360 plan. There's no cost or no obligation. So what are you waiting for? Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Also, a really easy way to go, too, is the website, myelementwealth.com. Great information on the website. Plus, set yourself up an appointment right there, myelementwealth.com. Or you can hit them up via email. See, variety of ways to get a hold of Jeremy and his team. Radio@myelementwealth.com. All right, we're going to take a short break. Be back with more of Jeremy and Element Wealth Radio in just a moment. What's up next, sir?
Do you want to go into retirement without regrets? Then stick around for tips on how to enjoy a carefree retirement. You don't want to miss this conversation.
Welcome back to the show. This is Element Wealth Radio right here. Super Talk Jackson 97.3. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. With me as always is Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy is president of Element Wealth. Element Wealth is the wealth management division of Ross & Yerger, one of Mississippi and the country's oldest companies, dating all the way back to 1860. Let's take a moment to tell you a little bit more about Element Wealth. Element Wealth is an SEC registered investment advisory firm with clients throughout the country, but located right here in the Metro Jackson area. Now, the team at Element Wealth is dedicated to helping its clients build plans to conquer their retirement goals. If you want more information, go to the website, myelementwealth.com. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006. Now, after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Let's bring Jeremy back in. He has 20 years experience and heads up the financial planning and asset management team for Element Wealth. I love the little headlines here they put under each segment. This one is More Money, More Problems by Notorious B.I.G., the late Notorious B.I.G., may I add. And I'd like to get to that point where to see if that's actually true. You know, more money, more problems. You know, I'd like to find out.
It really can be. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, we've had people come in with, you know, just millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And based on their standard of living, commitments, kids, you know, different things, you know, they're further behind on retirement than, you know, people who live within their means, don't make nearly as much money,
you know, don't
have multiple millions of dollars. So, again, it can happen. So there was some wisdom from the notorious
Mr. Mr. Big, So it's a blessing that I don't have that kind of money. I'm going to look at it like that, Jeremy. I like your attitude there.
Glass half full, Gary.
Yeah, exactly.
Not half empty, right?
My dad had a little sign on his home bar in his house. It said, money isn't everything, but it's way ahead of what's in second place. I kind of like that.
I always tell people this, like, you know, money doesn't matter unless you don't have enough.
Yeah, then it matters, yeah. All right, planning for retirement can be challenging, no doubt about that. And unfortunately, when it comes to retirement, mistakes can cost you significantly. The goal to plan correctly to avoid experiencing the fallout that comes from the most common retirement planning regrets. All right, so we're going to cover some of those regrets right now. What was it, My Life, My Way, Frank Sinatra? Regrets, I've had a few. I think there was a line in that song. And then we can stay clear. How do we stay clear of these potholes on the road to your retirement? Oh, the old pothole in the road retirement analogy. Got to love that. All right, let's start with this one. Here this again. Not saving enough, not starting early enough, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most common regret, right, that people face as they look and they go, oh, I wish I would have started this sooner. Well, again, you're not going to change it, right? The past is the past. If you start early, you don't need to save as much, right? The power of compounding over time. Now, if you are behind then or starting late, you know, we did a whole show on starting saving in your 50s, right?
Not too long ago.
So, look, you just have to save more. You've got to prioritize it more than somebody who started earlier, right? So, again, I just think that it is important to, number one, get started today, right? Have a plan. If you don't have a plan, start a plan. You got to get going right now. You got to know where you are. And you got to teach your kids and grandkids to start early because it's life-changing. It is absolutely life-changing when you realize how little you actually have to save for retirement if you start when you start working.
Sure. Yeah, that's a lot of regrets people have. You're absolutely right. Here's one, and we've talked about this too, because this could be really important or darn right dangerous if you don't take care of this one. Not including both spouses in the process of planning, Jeremy.
Yes. So it is critically important that you and your spouse are on the same page, right? Because in a lot of relationships, you might have a saver and a spender, right? And, you know, what do people fight about? I mean, they fight about money.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's when you look at causes for divorce, right? What's one of the absolute top ones that's out there, right? Money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get on the same page, right? And the other thing is, maybe you're the spouse that is less interested in it, right? And you got the other spouse that's really into investments and saving, and they're like, hey, they've got it covered. Well, what happens if something happens to them?
Right, yeah.
You've got to know your financial advisor, your estate planning attorney, your tax professional. You need to know where things are, right? So it's important that you share a vision of where you're trying to get to in retirement. Now, again, one person still might be much more involved on the day-to-day operations of it.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
In my house, this is what I do for a living.
Sure.
Right? It is absolutely, like, I definitely am the one that is driving the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife knows where stuff is.
Right.
Right? We have a common goal for what we want to do for our kids, for their education, those sorts of things, right? So it's important that both spouses are involved, that you share the same vision, because if you're diametrically opposed in your views of when to retire and what retirement looks like and what you're trying to budget for in retirement, you know, maybe one person wants to, you know, sit at home and go hunting and the other one wants to travel the world. Well, those are very different retirements that are going to cost a great deal difference. So get on the same page, right? Go through the process together. And then, you know, at least in that annual review, come together, right? Get updated, understand where things are. Knowledge is power when it comes to financial planning.
Yeah, you don't need to go to every appointment, but when you're getting the plan together, certainly you want to be there while that process is laid out so that you're both on the same page, like you said, Jeremy. And I've heard stories where, you know, the spouse was not interested at all and never got up to speed, never cared about it, and, you know, the person passes away. Now they don't even know the password to get. They can't even get into the accounts where it's a Schwab account or whatever. They can't even get access to it. And then, am I right?
Oh, yeah, and there's not proper, you know, power of attorneys.
Right.
Disability is actually the bigger one, right? Like, if you go to a custodian and you got a death certificate, like, okay, you can get somewhere. Disability is a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So not just death.
Yeah. The show is Element Wealth Radio. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. With us each week at this time is Jeremy Nelson. If you're looking for more information on Element Wealth, go to myelementwealth.com. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006. 601-957-6006. Now, after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Somebody from Element Wealth will get back to you. 800-800-6073. And if you missed any of the show and you want to hear it, you can always search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcasts and listen on demand. And don't forget to subscribe as well. Also, one more way, email radio@myelementwealth.com. Okay, we're going through some common regrets that folks have as they move into retirement. All right, so let's see. Spending too much too early. We talk about the go-go years, and a lot of times this is where the bulk of the spending comes, Jeremy. Am I right?
Yes. So there's a tendency for folks to spend money pretty aggressively in the first few years of retirement, right? That might be big vacations, spending money on a car, or a vacation home or something like that, right? And what happens is where you got to be really, really careful is that you could potentially reestablish what your baseline cost of living is, right? Because, Gary, you know, you say it on the show all the time, right? Every day is a Saturday.
That's
in
right.
Retirement.
Yes, it is.
So if you're at a point where all of a sudden you just start doing much nicer things or picking up new hobbies that are more expensive, your baseline expenses could go up dramatically, right? So it might have cost you $8,000 a month to live, and you built a financial plan based on that. But now you've created a new baseline, and maybe it's $10,000 or $11,000 a month to live. That creates a dramatic difference in what your financial plan looks like, because it's something that stacks over and over and over and over again. Or, you know, hey, what if you say, hey, I'm going to go-go and then I'm going to slow-go, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, if you go-go and markets go against you, all of a sudden you have a lot less money for the slow-go and the no-go years.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to really map this out. If you're going to spend a little bit more money on vacations and things in the first few years, make sure that you kind of have a separate investment plan for those funds.
Sure.
And that you've still got the baseline secured for the long term. Yeah. It's okay to do. I always tell people, you're probably going to spend more money in the first few years. We're going to budget that in.
All right.
But be smart about how you do it.
Yeah. And golf can be expensive. It's not a cheap sport, am I right?
It is not a cheap sport.
No.
And I wish that I actually got to use my golf clubs.
Yeah, I know.
I'm at that stage, right, between work and kids. It's just not a lot of golf happening.
That's one of Jeremy's. It's not a financial regret. It's one of Jeremy's personal regrets. All right, we're almost done with the we're almost up against the clock here, Jeremy. As always, final thoughts on the segment.
Well, you know, listeners, look, if you're looking to build a plan for retirement and better understand where you are, pick up the phone, give us a call, come on in. Let's go through the Lighthouse process. Let's develop that Element 360 plan. And again, you're going to walk out with some really important things. You know, the risk analysis, the Social Security optimization, the tax analysis, right? See how potential Roth conversions and things like that early in retirement can change the trajectory of your retirement. You know, and lastly, that customized income plan. You need to know where your paychecks are going to come from in retirement.
All right. If you're looking for more information on Element Wealth, just go to the website. That's the best place to go to get yourself started. MyElementWealth.com. Great information on the website, plus set yourself up with an appointment right there. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006, 601-957-6006. Now, after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. One more time, 800-800-6073. Somebody from Element Wealth will get back to you as soon as they can. And if you missed any part of the show, you want to hear it, you can always search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcast and listen on demand. Also, don't forget about email. It's another way to reach Jeremy and the team. radio@myelementwealth.com. All right, let's give you those phone numbers one more time. 601-957-6006 during business hours. After hours, 800-800-6073. All right, take a short break. Be back tomorrow, Jeremy, and Element Wealth Radio. In just a moment, what's up next?
When we come back, we'll break down the latest economic news and what the headlines might mean for your finances. Stay tuned.
We are going to be covering some of the biggest headlines in the economic and financial world. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first of all, welcome back into Element Wealth Radio on Super Talk Jackson 97.3. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. With me, as always, is Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy is president of Element Wealth. Element Wealth is the wealth management division of Ross & Yerger, one of Mississippi's and the country's oldest companies, dating all the way back to 1860. If you're looking for more information on Element Wealth, go to their website, myelementwealth.com. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006. Now, after hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Let's bring Jeremy back in. He has 20 years experience, heads up the financial planning and asset management team for Element Wealth. All right, so here we go, Jeremy. We're going to be covering a few of the biggest headlines in economic and financial world with help of a financial planning professional, and to help you get a better handle on the different ways these stories may impact your financial future. Now, I'm going to kick it off with David Kostin. He is Goldman Sachs' chief U.S. equity strategist. Now, he joined CNBC's Squawk on the Street to discuss the market and his forecast for what the future holds. Jeremy, we'll get your comments on the other side. Here he is.
What are we seeing now for the first quarter results? We're about 16% of the way through earnings season. We've seen thus far most of the companies, about 65% of the companies, have actually beat consensus expectations on the bottom line. And about a third have beat expectations on the top line. What that suggests to us is that companies are able and have been demonstrating the ability to kind of squeak over a little bit margin, and margin is basically hold there until a little bit higher. There was some desire to try to raise prices, but it didn't get that strong indication there's a lot of inflation coming. So our forecast is that the market rises slowly in line with expectations for earnings.
Yeah, sounds pretty optimistic, don't you think? What do you think of his comments?
Well, I think it's kind of accurate with what we've seen thus far, largely from corporate earnings that are coming out. Now, the thing to remember is that when corporate earnings come out, that is telling us about what happened in the past, right? That's not where necessarily what's going to happen in the future, because
sure,
we don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future. And, you know, I actually agree right now, right? We don't necessarily see a massive slowdown in corporate earnings at this point in time. We do see a slowing economy, right? Earlier in April, we got a, you know, below consensus GDP number that showed that the economy was slowing a little bit from a growth perspective. Still growing, but a little bit slower than what people were expecting. The question mark really becomes as we go forward, right? And when we get into the end of the infrastructure money, when tax cuts expire at the end of 2025, right? There are some things that are coming up. And, you know, we talked about this on the show before in our 2024 economic and market forecast. You know, one of the things we pointed out was everyone thought there was going to be a recession in 2023, and it never happened, right? But we also ran a deficit of $2 trillion at the federal level. So there's still a lot of government spending and stimulus happening. The question is when that goes away, because it's going to have to. Right. We're to a point where the interest on the debt is the same as military spending.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. This is something that's going to have to be addressed. You know, what impact is that going to have on a forward-looking basis?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're building plans, hey, if I'm looking at the next quarter or the next two quarters, yeah, I'm not necessarily overly bearish right now. But I am very risk aware as I look forward that there's going to be some challenges that we're going to have to address.
You know, Jerry, kind of a side note, when I ever hear about quarterly reports, you know, being in the radio business for like 40 years, I worked for all the big companies, small ones too, but mostly a lot of the big companies. And I'm always amused when I see the quarterly, you know, the statements that they make on the quarterly reports, because there's definitely some spin there. I mean, it's like the radio stocks are not doing very good at all. You know, say we lost this amount of money, but and I can't even begin to explain it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. But and here's the thing, right? The same people that are kind of talking Goldilocks now were the same people that were calling for the recession and at the end of 2022 for 2023.
Sure. Yeah.
Look, it's a crapshoot. Nobody has a crystal ball.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So again, it's important to remember that, because markets can turn rapidly. They turn rapidly to the upside at the end of 2023.
Yep.
And periodically they can turn rapidly to the downside. So you got to have a good plan and understand you're not going to time this stuff. Be smart. Allocate your assets right. It'll work over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard from J.P. Morgan's Chase Chair and CEO Jamie Dimon from time to time. Now, he joined the Economic Club of New York. I love the Economic Club of New York. Now, I understand they have great parties. You know, they're not a bunch of nerds. You know, they're
a bunch of rich folks having
rich,
a good
rich
party.
Rich folks, yeah. Anyway, so last week, Jamie Dimon weighed in on state of the economy and what's in store for the average consumer, remaining very optimistic about the impact of a potential recession that would have had on folks. Here's Mr. Dimon. I'll get your comments on the other side.
The American consumer, even if we go into a recession, is much wealthier than before. Debt service ratios are very low. They're normalizing now, and credit is, we say it's normalized, it's not gotten worse. But they have, it's still the lowest it's ever been, pretty much on record. Their home prices are up, their stock prices are up. Remember, 50% of people don't owe money at all. And so even if we go to a recession, the consumer's in good shape. But that doesn't mean you can fight off the effects of stagflation or something like that if it gets much worse.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think?
Well, you know, he said the one scary word, right? That is stagflation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, something like a stagflation situation means that you're going to have stagnant economic growth and continued inflation, right? That's kind of the absolute worst thing that could happen for the Fed and the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they need growth, right? And they need interest rates to come down to get this budget balanced. You know, Jamie Dimon, I've got the most utmost respect for him. I think he's the best bank CEO that I've ever seen. I mean, just absolute fantastic leader for that company. He's right in the sense that in general or on average, the consumer is in a pretty good place. Now, the average, though, is skewed, right? Because it's skewed to the upper end. If you look at the median household, the situation isn't quite as good, right? So the median just means that we're going to take the middle household.
Yeah, it's the middle. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. So if you're median or below or anywhere near that median, you're probably listening to those comments and going, yeah, I'm not feeling that way. If you look at the average person, though, because most people, their biggest expense is their house. And everyone's got these low mortgages locked in unless you've moved in the last couple of years. So everyone locked in really good interest rates. So the increase in interest rates has not impacted them in a dramatic manner because they refinanced their house at low, low interest rates. And so that's not hitting them as hard as somebody who's in the rental market mm-hmm. or somebody who's trying to buy a home right now.
Sure. Yeah. And I think the median is a better indicator of these things than the average, Jeremy, because, you know, there it is right in the middle. There's 50% people below you, 50% ahead of you, right?
Yeah. And this is where, you know, lies, damn lies and statistics was that, you know, I remember reading that book as a kid. And that's where, again, when you look at things like, you know, GDP or averages and things like that, sometimes they become dislocated from what the, you know, normal or the median person is really feeling mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. they can be so skewed, right? 68% of the economy is consumption, but the vast majority of that consumption comes from the top 10%.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. The show is Element Wealth Radio. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. With us each week at this time is Jeremy Nelson. You're looking for more information, go to myelementwealth.com. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006. After hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. And if you miss any of the show, you can always search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcast. Listen on demand. All right, we're going to get one more in here before we wrap up the segment, Jeremy. BlackRock Chairman and CEO Larry Fink sat down with Bloomberg to shine a light on the looming retirement crisis plaguing Americans. Now, Fink joined Bloomberg's David Westin in a discussion where he explained the importance of retiring with dignity.
The acute problem here in the United States is that we have still 57 million Americans who don't have any savings or any retirement plan. Social Security is a fantastic foundation for retirement, but if that's all you have when you retire, you're going to be living in poverty, below the poverty line, because it just is not, it's supplemental, but it's not meant to be the totality of what you have in a retirement. And the whole concept of we're aging, we're all living longer. And I think one of the big narratives I've had to reflect in 2023 was the miracles of medicine, of technology, and how it transforms our lives and extends our life. There is not a dialogue in America or most places about can we afford that longevity?
Yeah, interesting comments. What do you think?
People are living longer. We know this, right? So we need our assets to go further in retirement. Yeah, I think he's pretty much, you know, hitting things spot on here. That if your plan is just to live on Social Security, then you're not going to have a great retirement. And you're going to be below, not necessarily the poverty line, because it kind of depends on how much your Social Security is, but it is not going to be a highfalutin retirement, right? It's not going to be the retirement of your dreams. Mm-hmm. And so I think the one thing that I really take away from what he said there is that you have to remember that with medicine, we are living longer mm-hmm. and longer
yep.
and longer, mm-hmm. right? And so retirement is going to be more and more expensive. It's also what is creating such stress on the federal budget, right? Because we have these retirees living longer, drawing more out of Social Security than was originally anticipated. Medicare, right? Medicare is more underfunded than Social Security.
Right.
These are big, big issues, right, that are going to have to be addressed. The number one thing that you can do for yourself is take control and build a plan so that you're in control of your retirement, not the government.
Yeah. All right. A couple of minutes left, Jeremy. Final thoughts on the segment.
Well, if you want to take control of your retirement, pick up the phone. Give us a call. No cost, no obligation. We are here to help. Sit down. Let's go through our Lighthouse process. Develop an Element 360 plan. Right. And then from there, we're going to do a lot of the important things that we talk about on the show, right? That cash flow based financial plan, the tax optimization, the Social Security optimization, the risk analysis on your portfolio, and lastly, that customized income plan so that you know where your paychecks are going to come from in retirement so that you can have that dignified retirement that Mr. Fink was just talking about.
All right. Our goal to show here is help you make the best decision. Any questions about what we're talking about, how it may apply to your own situation, pick up the phone and dial these numbers during business hours, 601-957-6006. After hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Also, go to the website, myelementwealth.com. Great information there. And set yourself up an appointment with Jeremy and the team at Element Wealth. And again, let's talk to you about, let's give you the numbers now. Again, one more time, during business hours, 601-957-6006. After hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. If you miss any of the show, you can always search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcast and listen on demand. Also, you could email the team. The team is standing by ready for your email, too. radio@myelementwealth.com. All right, take a short break. Be back with more. I'm Jeremy and Element Wealth Radio in just a moment. What do you have up next for me?
Coming up next, we've got retirement scenarios and questions that have come in.
Welcome back to Element Wealth Radio, Super Talk Jackson 97.3. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. With me, as always, is Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy is president of Element Wealth. Element Wealth is the wealth management division of Ross & Yerger, one of Mississippi's and the country's oldest companies, dating all the way back to 1860. Let's share a little more information about Element Wealth with you. Element Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm with clients throughout the country, but located right here in the Metro Jackson area. Now, the team at Element Wealth is dedicated to helping its clients build plans to conquer their retirement goals. So if you're looking for more information, here it is, myelementwealth.com. That's the website you want to go to. Set yourself up an appointment right there. It's also a great deal of information. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006. After hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. Let's bring Jeremy in. Over 20 years experience, heads up the financial planning and asset management team for Element Wealth. Let's go through a couple of scenarios. And someone in the office was talking about this the other day. They got a phone call, and they're trying to determine how they could help this person. So should an investment account, an IRA, how should it be managed? You know, a lot of people say, do I pay my taxes now, receive money tax-free later? Can the taxes I owe be rolled over to be deducted directly from the rollover account itself so there's no tax implications? What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is Roth conversions. Now, Roth conversions are a very powerful tool, right, in the retirement planning and legacy planning process, right? Because those Roth assets, the taxes have been paid, and when your kids inherit them, or grandkids, or whoever your loved ones are, they are going to get those assets, and they can stay growing tax-free for 10 years before they have to come out, right? Versus an IRA, where that money has to be exhausted over the 10 years, and taxes have to be paid. There could be potential required minimum distributions if you were past the RMD ages already. So let's kind of break this down. A lot of times people come in, and I've seen people come in with other proposals from advisors that show, hey, you should just convert it now. Pay the taxes because you know what the rates are going to be today. I fundamentally and vehemently disagree with this.
Right.
I do not think that anybody should go in and convert all of their retirement accounts at once.
Mm-hmm.
Couple factors, right? What in this question, part of it was, you know, basically around how do I pay the taxes on it? If you do not have the cash outside of qualified retirement accounts to pay the taxes, then that money has to come out of the conversion itself. So you now have less money to actually invest in the Roth and grow tax-free. The other thing is, if you're converting a large amount, your marginal tax rate is going to go up. Now, yep. Some people will say, well, taxes are going to be higher in the future. I actually don't disagree with that. I've sliced and diced this budget deficit and looked at things. I don't see any which way that taxes are not going to be at least slightly higher, especially on the upper income folks in the future.
Right.
Just I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here, Gary, but the deficit is a big issue.
It is a huge issue. You absolutely
it's a massive issue. So, but the other thing is, that, look, we always have had, and I fundamentally believe, will continue to have a progressive tax system, right? Which means that, you know, the tax rates will go up the more income you have. What you want to figure out is where the optimization into the lower tax brackets happen. So, hey, you know, do I want to fill up today the 12% bracket and then ultimately the 15% bracket after the Trump tax cuts expire? Or do I want to fill up the 22% bracket? You've got to go out into the future and look at what your projected required minimum distributions are going to be. And if those distributions are going to put you in the 30%+ tax brackets, then yes, converting today systematically over a series of years is going to be very, very beneficial. But again, to me, it is an annual calculation. We have to look every single year. We have to go, all right, let's mock our tax return, see where we are, and then gradually convert assets as we go.
Yeah. And generally, I believe I've heard you say this, Jeremy, you really don't want to convert to Roth while you're still working because that puts you in a higher tax bracket. So for the most part, you wait till you're retired to do Roth conversions?
Yeah. So let's just say, you know, I'm 63. I'm at peak earnings.
Yeah.
I'm at my maximum tax rates. Why would I want to go convert and pay at my maximum tax rates and potentially enter into new brackets when in 2 years at 65, I'm going to retire, I'm going to have no income, and I can convert it at those lower rates? Mm-hmm. That's the smart play. But again, we talk about this on the show all the time. It is a very customized calculation that needs to be done for everyone's unique situation. There's no blanket advice on, you know, do this or that. Now, look, the one blanket advice I'm going to give you is if you're in your 20s and 30s, do Roth, because that long-term tax-free growth, you cannot argue with the power of that. But if you don't have Roth in your plan yet, then you probably want to start looking at it and saying, okay, at what point do I want to convert? Or, hey, maybe it's, I'm going to take it on the chin a little bit, and I'm going to, the last few years of work, I'm just going to contribute into Roth.
Right.
Right. And do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But small bites at the apple tend to work a lot better than draconian moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people, I think in our next scenario, one of their goals is, and obviously, is to have a steady income in retirement, you know, so you know exactly what you're getting each month. So, How do you build that income plan? How do you do that?
Well, so it's important to speak in plain English. I mean, so it's really easy for people like myself who deal with this all the day to use jargon.
Yeah.
Right. I remember when I was in undergrad that I had a communications teacher. And I remember just learning about jargon, right? Like, this is the worst way to communicate with people because you assume they know what you're talking about and they don't, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a gap there. So for me, it is important that we educate, right? That for me, I want to verify, hey, are we on the same page? Am I missing something? Can I better explain this to you? And then I like to kind of go back to show them basic, you know, you've heard of this rule of thumb. Here's how this compares to that. So is what we're talking about passing the smell test? You know what I mean? So it is important that when we're talking about building retirement income plans, that we say, okay, hey, look, so we've got this Social Security, right? You know, here's what portfolio income looks like. You know, maybe we need to put some guaranteed income in here. So now you've got this baseline and then this portfolio income coming in, and people could kind of see that. They could do the math. Okay, well, between me and my spouse, Social Security is $5,000, and then I've got this. We do this. I've got another $3,000 guaranteed, and then I've got portfolio income of $2,000. I can see where these dividends and interest are coming from. Okay, I have $10,000 a month. Boom. It's simple. Mm-hmm, it doesn't have to be overly complicated.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the financial industry is full of acronyms, you know, IRA, RMD, HSA. I mean, there's tons of them, you know, so you kind of get lost sometimes, too. What does that all mean, you know? So, yeah, that could be a problem as well. All right, the show is Element Wealth Radio. I'm Gary Nolan, your consumer advocate. With us each week at this time is Jeremy Nelson. You want more information, go to their website, myelementwealth.com. During business hours, you can call us, 601-957-6006, 601-957-6006. After hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number, and if you missed any of the show, search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcast. Listen on demand. Don't forget about email, too, radio@myelementwealth.com. Let's see, time for one more scenario. And this comes up from time to time. People, you know, they get all excited about precious metals, you know. So is something to be part of your portfolios, shy away from? Or, again, is it all depends on the situation the person's in?
Well, if you listen to all those ads on TV late night and on the, you know, the radio, we should buy gold, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the reality about gold over the long term. Now, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I have got no clue where gold prices are going to be in a year from now or 2 years from now or 3 years from now, right? So this is a historical context on gold, all right? If I look back at gold over very long periods of time, because I've tried to do correlation analysis to figure out, okay, well, you know, hey, what if I wanted to trade gold? What would that look like? What would be the best way to kind of come up with a model to trade gold? And there's nothing that really jumps out where I go, okay, I've got this really great strong correlation. Now, if I look over very, very long periods of time, I could correlate gold to money printing, which just tells me that over very long periods of time, gold is an inflation hedge.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And if we look at the returns of gold or gold ETFs, that's really what we see is it's a good long-term inflation hedge, but it is very volatile. I would much rather own bonds that pay me coupons and interest than own gold. The reason is I get cash flow from those bonds, right? I know what my returns are going to be in bonds. I don't know in gold, and bonds are also going to be much less volatile. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting the coupon payment, and rates are obviously set, and bonds trade based on inflation expectations and where we are on inflation today. So I think that bonds are a much better long-term investment because they're much more stable, they're much more predictable than gold. Now, mm-hmm. what'll happen sometimes, I remember early in my career, gold was just booming and it got very expensive. So people started buying silver. You know, silver is the poor man's gold. So if I can't afford gold, I'm going to buy silver. Right? And what people forgot there was silver is an industrial metal, not nearly as good as of a long-term inflation hedge as something like gold. So I'm not a big advocate of it. I'm more of the Warren Buffett mindset. I want to own assets that generate cash flow, whether it's businesses that have profits, bonds that pay interest, real estate that I collect rent. Things sure. like that tend to be better long-term investments.
Yeah, and historically, the S&P 500 over the long haul has performed better than gold. If you
dramatically,
yeah, right?
Dramatically,
absolutely.
Right? But bond long-term underperforms bonds. Or gold long-term yep. underperforms bonds. And so I think that bonds are better. And look, if I want a really good long-term inflation hedge, dividend-paying stocks are great because they're going to increase their distributions, their dividends over time as they grow earnings. And part of the way they grow earnings is by pushing inflation through to consumers in prices.
Mm-hmm. Hey, great stuff, Jeremy. Great show. We're up against the clock. Final thoughts before we go.
Well, Gary, great show again. And for all of our listeners who have called in and listen regularly, thank you very much. We just couldn't be more proud of the show and the response that we're getting. So thank you. You are the reason that we do this. Now, if you're trying to figure out your financial picture, pick up the phone, give us a call. We're serious when we mean it. No cost, no obligation. And when you come in, we're going to go through that Lighthouse process. We're going to develop the Element 360 plan. And we're going to do those really important things that you need. The risk analysis, the Social Security optimization, the tax analysis, right? We talked a lot about Roth conversions today. See how that could impact your future. And lastly, the customized income plan. You need to know where and how your paychecks are going to get to you in retirement.
All right, let's get you some information, how to hold a good Jeremy and his team. MyElementWealth.com, great website, great information, plus set yourself up an appointment right there. You can call us during business hours, 601-957-6006. After hours, 800-800-6073. Leave your name and number. By the way, if you missed any part of the show and you want to catch it, search Element Wealth Radio wherever you get your podcast and listen on demand. Also, hit them up via email, radio@MyElementWealth.com. Wow, we are running out of time. The show is flown right on by. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. We hope you found the information we presented helpful. Look forward to all of you being back next week. We'll have new topics and new scenarios too, right here on Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy, as always, a pleasure, my friend. I look forward to talking again next week.
I can't wait for it already, Gary. Talk to you later.
Investment advisory services offered through Element Wealth, a registered investment advisor. During the show, Jeremy Nelson provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Element Wealth. By contacting Element Wealth, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.